Welcome to This Day in Pottery History, a series of brief observations, meditations, vignettes, and editorials about the backroads and byways of pottery history that helped shape the pottery world as we know it today, here on this very day in pottery history. I'm your host, Stephen Earp. For images and reading lists associated with these narratives, visit StephenEarp.com/podcasts. And now, let's get going.
Episode 47, Peace. One of the early settlers of the village of Tarrytown, New York, was a French potter named Claude Ricard. He settled there in 1729 after fleeing from his native France. You see, he was a Huguenot, a French Calvinist. At the time, Huguenots were being rounded up by French authorities and given a choice: convert to Catholicism or life in prison. Over a century before, King Henry IV had signed the Edict of Nantes guaranteeing religious tolerance. But Henry was now gone, and so was the edict. Huguenot potters like Ricard and his more famous predecessor, Bernard Palissy, were fair game. Palissy ended up dying in the Bastille of Lyon in 1589. But Ricard got away. He and his family gave up everything they had to spend the rest of their life in a foreign country. An excavation of the Ricard pottery site in Tarrytown revealed many earthenware shards with geometric patterns slip-trailed on them. There was only one exception: an almost complete platter with the word peace slip-trailed onto it. I have often thought about this platter. Today, if one sees peace trailed onto a plate, they might think, yeah, like, peace out, dude. But what was Ricard trying to say? Had he finally found peace? Was he still looking for it? Was it his testament and or warning to the world? Was it his cherished wish for his fellow humans? Whatever his motives, I'm sure that this must have been a very powerful word for him. I find that thought very moving. Thanks for listening. And until next time, remember that old Mongolian saying, "A faithful heart makes wishes come true."